Lee, so my husband comes to me last night and wants to know, because you know he has a beard.
Yeah.
He wants to know if he looks misogynistic. He wants to know if he looks like an anti-feminist. And to assure me, he really loves women.
Yeah.
Always been a fan.
Yes.
Married one, even.
Yeah. That's commitment right there.
Right, right. And so he's like stroking his beard. He says, does this beard, you know, look misogynistic? I'm like, what are you talking about? But I hadn't read the Politico article yet.
Okay.
Okay. J.D. Vance's beard, according to Politico, looks misogynist. It looks misogynist. It is overtly masculine and thus offensive.
Oh, really? Okay.
His beard.
Well, you are surrounded then by the staff by a lot of very misogynistic looking males, then, aren't you?
Well, yeah, because my husband was confused because I love a beard. You know, I've talked about that for many years. I just think it makes men look so manly. And my husband actually has a beard because I'm always like, please, please don't shave it. No, keep it. So he keeps it for me because I just like it. And
sounds like a pet.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it is like a pet. You got to groom it like a pet. That's I had no idea that having a beard was so much work. It is. Otherwise, it gets nasty.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You ever seen those Taliban guys?
No.
They're not allowed to trim their beard?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It starts to smell. You got to take care of that thing. It is like styling your hair for a woman. You know, it's a big deal. But he keeps the beard nice for me. And he wanted to know if he looked like a misogynist. And again, I had no idea what he was talking about. I had to go look it up. I was like, this is a joke. Okay, let me explain what Politico's doing here with J.D. Vance. Did you know that J.D. Vance, and I will admit this, he's a woman. J.D. Vance has beautiful eyes. They're kind of stunning, actually. And his, you know, eyes being beautiful began to trend on social media as the debate wore on. And women realized that he was very much in control and command and not half bad looking and immediately fell for him, as we're programmed to.
Okay.
Hey, it's nature. We fall for the alpha male, right?
Well, that's biblical, too.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, if you go back into Genesis, God talks about after the fall that, you know, woman will desire man. And that's, like I said, is biblical. That's, you know, there is scriptural reference to the fact that women will be attracted to men. And that will be a part of her punishment for, you know, the original sin.
Oh, that's so cruel.
Talk to God about that one,
for
Tara.
Original sin. Sorry, you've just blown my mind. I don't even know where I'm going anymore.
Okay.
In this segment. But no, he was a very masculine, commanding guy, and women were, they swooned is what they did. Nobody will admit this. Well, the left saw that, you know, his eyes were trending, and women were actually wondering if he was wearing eyeliner. That's how good his eyes were, you know, look to them. And so the left's in a panic. So Politico does this whole piece on how it actually conveys aggression and shows his hatred of feminism because he wears facial hair. Okay. Anybody care? Okay, so feminism conveys aggression. He's a misogynist. You could tell just by looking at him, essentially, is the article, right? So women are being told, stop swooning over J.D. Vance. Stop it. Pay attention to the weirdo next to him.
You know, I grew up in a time when we were taught from a social and cultural aspect that we are not to consider the outside appearances of people, such as how they dress or their appearances, but it's what is in their heart. It is their character, what is inside them that matters. That seems to have gone the way of the dinosaur at this point in this culture now with this media.
Well, it's like you said, women will be made to be attracted to man, right? Okay, not covered by Politico. This is the funny part. So they're writing about how him having that beard and the way it looks conveys aggression and shows his hatred of feminism, right? Well, like, what else would convey your hatred of feminism, your misogyny? Like what? I don't know, hitting a woman?
Mm. Yeah, there is that, isn't there, Tara?
Like just good and slapping her?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, that's what the UK Daily Mail and New York Post are alleging. That Doug Emhoff, Kamala Harris's husband, did. There are three witnesses, not to the actual slapping, but contemporaneous witnesses. The girlfriend at the time in 2012, apparently he thought she was flirting with another guy, and he hit her right there.
That's the allegation.
That's the allegation. She called, immediately called. She was very upset. three of her girlfriends and told them about it. So at the time, he's not married to Kamala. He's not in politics. It's, none of this is going on. So they're all coming forward and say, look, this guy might beat up the president if Kamala wins.
Was this after he got the nanny pregnant or the teacher?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure we had that straight
right
in the timeline there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then forced her to have an abortion. Well, pushed her to have an abortion, let's say. Yes. So that's that, you know, that, so that there, though, that guy is a feminist, though. Okay. Listen to what he said on the campaign trail about J.D. Vance and Donald Trump.
A guy, well, two guys who actually not only don't trust women, but are literally running on a platform of authoritarianism and misogyny. That literally should be their slogan, because that's what it is. So you want, you know, people who literally are outwardly misogynistic in their policies and the way they talk about women and the policies in which they've already enacted and have talked about enacting.
Uh-huh. Okay. So suppose three of Melania's best friends came forward, Lee, mm-hmm. and said, look, Melania told us way before Trump ran for president that he hit her. She told three of us on the same day, the next day, mm-hmm. emailed one of us. We got it in writing.
Yeah.
That Politico would probably yes. ignore that, right?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. yeah.
Like there'd be a total blackout
yeah,
of
course.
It.
Yeah, sure.
Like there is today with this mm-hmm. story by the mainstream media, yeah. right? Or no, they'd run wild with it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem right there. So while the media, again, is running with J.D. Vance's beard is misogynist. Okay, well, did J.D. Vance actually put his wife? Well, no. They're burying this story of Doug Emhoff, you know, abusing his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend at
yeah,
the time.
Girlfriend, yeah.
Which, I mean, that could be a major national security threat if he does that. You could do it to Kamala. Has he ever hit her before? I don't know. He should be asked, because you know why? Trump would.
Would be asked.
He
yes.
would be asked, yeah.
Yes. Most definitely.
He'd be asked.
Yeah.
You know who's upset about this, ironically, is Chris Cuomo, who, you know, now has his own show. He was
yeah.
fired from CNN.
Right, yeah.
Because of the thing with his brother. Yeah. Noted liberal, okay? This guy's not one of us.
Yeah.
Take a listen to his shock over this.
If the name were Trump instead of Emhoff, it would be all over the news. Daily Mail, echoed by the New York Post, has a story. Doug Emhoff, Kamala Harris's husband, accused of striking a woman he was on a date with at the Cannes Film Festival back in 2012. They had been drinking, and he didn't like how she talked to the valet. He smacked her, she smacked him back.
You do not get very often people coming forward named, and the reason is they're worried about retaliation. These are very powerful people we're talking about. Three friends all saying they were told the same thing. Two of them contemporaneously. This woman, Jane, we're calling her, she called one of the friends immediately after the incident. That's what this friend told me.
Ordinarily, I don't care about these stories. You could say, well, there may have been an assault. Maybe. Well, she didn't go to the police. He's not really running. But again, if it were Trump or anyone related to him, it would be on every TV show that is on right now.
Why wasn't this Chris Cuomo on CNN?
Isn't that weird?
That's what really disturbs me about that. And that's why I was very concerned when I heard that his current employer was hiring him, because I had some interest in that broadcast outlet.
News Nation.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was not going to give them the free time, but we'll do
oh,
it.
Sorry.
News Nation. And I initially was, you know, interested in seeing what they had to offer. And then I saw they hired Chris Cuomo. And I was just disappointed to hear that because of who he was on CNN. But he seems to be a completely different person now. Whereas you have somebody like, you know, Chris Wallace. Is it Chris Wallace? Mike Wallace's son that was on
yeah.
Fox. He was the liberal on Fox News, quite honestly, and he's the liberal now at CNN where he is now.
Well, you got to pay the piper. That's what you have to say if you want to be on
yeah.
CNN.
But that's what disturbs me is that, okay, Chris, if you want me to believe you, then why were you the exact opposite? Why were you full of vitriol and hatred for Donald Trump and not the least bit concerned about any false accusations against him while you were on CNN? But now that you're on News Nation, you're concerned about false accusations or the fact that he's not treated fairly in the media as and not, you know, you don't have an equal and unbiased opinion of, you know, others who are, you know, doing something that you used to accuse Trump of that now Democrats are accused of. So I don't know.
I don't know either. But I welcome him to reality. We've been living here for a while.
I hope that he's being truthful now.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but also he was on TV saying, hey, got to take the shot. And he's had some pretty horrible side effects. Mm-hmm. He has a whole team of doctors trying to manage those.
Yep.
And I think his red pilling really did start with that. And we played a lot of the audio with him going, wow, I was lied to.
Yeah.
So maybe it really is a metamorphosis.
Let's hope so.
We'll see.